Many of you may think that forensic anthropologists are like Indiana Jones, looking for ancient civilizations on daring and exciting adventures. Or you may think that they work alongside detectives, carrying guns and tracking down bad guys. The field may not be full of gun-holding, bad guy-chasing Indiana Jones-like characters, but forensic anthropologists do work with skeletal remains. And based on their study of these remains, they're able to tell us information, such as the sex of the deceased, biological age, whether there exist characteristics consistent with a certain biological ancestral affinity, or whether the person had some unusual characteristics that made him or her stand out in the group. Last but not least, based on their experience with bone tissue, forensic anthropologists can also assist in interpreting whether breaks or alterations to bone were a result of trauma, and whether such trauma led to death. When it comes to cases of missing and unidentified persons, forensic anthropologists are well suited to assist. It's common for a substantial amount of time to pass between when a person goes missing or dies and when they are eventually found. For this reason, much of the soft tissue has decomposed. If there are multiple bodies, commingled remains may need sorting. The only information to glean about the person may come from the skeleton. Further, many forensic anthropologists are trained in archaeology and are therefore well suited to aid in the search and recovery phase as well.